ready for this segment right here, because the snake seems to have disappeared. Oh, my goodness. Go in the little boy's room.
Yeah, is he in the
Courtney!
Room?
Oh, here he comes. Yeah, we're on. We're on. Get over here.
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
Cobra.
Colbin.
Sorry to bother you.
Sorry, Ed Wee Wee.
My favorite
hell.
Cobra.
Ed Wee Wee.
Snake.
And Wee Wee.
Snake.
All right. Yes, Friday was the big day. My vasectomy. Now, I've told you guys a little bit about what happened, but I will say this. You know what happened to me playing soccer in high school when I was kicked, unfortunately, in that area?
Yes.
Balls?
I will say this. I would rather get 1,000 vasectomies than go through what I went through in high school, getting kicked the way I did. Basically, I'm saying that it really wasn't that bad. It wasn't that awful.
It's painful just thinking about it.
Yeah, look, it's...
It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And I would rather do many other things than sit there with a doctor. Now, it's just you and the doctor. That's it. And my doctor...
How long does it take?
Half an hour.
And that whole time, he's like down there doing stuff?
Yes.
Well, jiggling around?
He's not making porridge. I hope he's down there doing stuff. You know?
Did you ever have to tell him, get on with this thing?
No. And, you know, I brought my iPod because I thought that as he's... I go, do you mind if I wear an iPod or listen to my iPod? And he goes, no, you need to get in your happy place. Get in your happy place.
Oh,
and,
God.
Are you laying down? Are you sitting down?
You're laying down.
He has to bend over and grab your ankles. Is it like that?
Yeah, this doctor works from the backside, Mike.
You have his number?
He does. Yeah, he does tricks. No, he was great. I figured though that as
I'm
I was talking to him,
power bottom.
As I started to talk to him,
yes,
that this was going to be much better and much quicker if I tried to talk my way through it. Like, not so much talking about the procedure itself, but carrying on a conversation the whole time.
So you're talking the whole time, huh?
Thought
yeah.
To, might be trying to, perhaps,
not a lot of that.
On the way to doing this.
It is. You want to get through it as quickly as possible. You're in the most awkward, vulnerable... We're just talking.
I mean,
about what?
Everything.
If I've got that going on, the last thing I'm wanting to do is talk.
It turns out that we knew a few of the same people... He went to Highland Park, and so, you know, he...
I have HD.
About the same age as me, and so we knew some of the same people.
Boy, can you imagine some of the topics that must have come up?
That doctor was so beaten down by bragging.
Yeah, that's all I was doing.
One time I got a ball signed by Jason White. I got a telescope. I have to go see a movie tonight for work.
I have an Ethiopian son.
I got my oil changed this week.
I just had a taco salad. I remember going to...
Okay, we don't have time for this. But yeah, I mean, and you know what? It worked. I'm glad I did. The guy was great. I guess I can mention his name.
Sure, why not?
And if you know what? I'll tell you this.
It's Dr. Peter Maloof, right?
If anybody... That's the neograft guy.
Ooh.
Oh, God. If anybody needs it, just send me an email. How about that? If you need a name of really...
mention his name!
All right. Jake, Dr. Jake Porter. He's awesome.
A doctor named Jake? Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that?
But there's
Buzz
somebody you
Aldrin.
Can't trust. It's a doctor named Jake.
Nah,
you
was,
can't even trust guys named Jake.
He was really good.
Super gay.
He was really good. But, you know, essentially, you know, they're going in there and they're cutting and snipping. Now, they deaden the area, and the only way that they can deaden the area is he told me, he goes... There's nothing I can do about this. Sorry. And they kind of pull the scrot up a little bit and give you a shot.
Oh, on the taint?
Kind of, right?
No, like in the scrot? In the scrot.
Bottom. Sounds like a blast.
But I've already had, you know, since I've already been through that and I've had one of them drained, that was much worse. This just goes through the skin a little bit and it deadens the area and then you're good to go. You don't feel anything.
Yeah, you've already had a traumatic episode down there.
Yes, I have. And like I said, this was a walk in the park
this
compared to...
This prepared you for...
It
that
did.
Prepared you for this.
Very much so, yes. Now, the only problem is, even though you're deadened down there, and it's two shots. It's one in...
The right and one in the left.
What did Paul Rudd call his sack? What did he... Dr. Cornelius Funkhauser or
no.
something?
No.
Krubes find that. But it's one on the right, one on the left.
It's called the octagon.
Yeah.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Genius, genius, genius.
Dr. Kenneth Noisewater.
Right.
Noisewater?
Yeah.
And James Westfall?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But even though you're numb down there,
yeah,
you can still feel the tugging and pulling.
Oh, God. And see, that drives me crazier than anything.
And jostling.
I don't want jostling.
I don't want jostling either.
Was there any caressing?
No, he wants to get it over with. There's no caressing.
No fun what? Tickling of the taint or anything?
Your doctor's a prude.
Look, while he's down there, you might as well have some fun with things.
Yeah, where's the bedside manner?
You're dead down there. Okay? You're dead. You just want to get it over with.
He's no Patch Adams.
No, there's no comedy routine or anything like that, but I mean, it is what it is. The thing is, though, it takes 30 minutes. It's like delivering a Domino's pizza. I mean, it's quick and to the point, you know?
Okay, so
that doesn't sound quick and to the point to me.
What were your...
That sounds like 30 agonizing minutes.
Well, you don't feel the pain, right?
Yeah, I know, but you know something's going on down there.
And the thing is, well, here's my question. When do they just start numbing the area? They think this is such a, it's such a low-priority procedure that you would think that you would want to be knocked out, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you prefer to be completely knocked out?
Yes.
You can't opt for that?
No. But surely there was a time when they did do that, like that was an option. Nowadays, man, it is boom, boom.
Out go the
How's
lights.
How's it going, you know, and where's Grego and a lot of that.
What? You didn't have to answer hammer questions,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't. He is a listener.
Where's
he
Grego?
Is a listener. But no, he didn't. There was not a lot of ticket talk or anything like that.
Well, can they, give you something to put you under a little bit if they don't knock you out entirely?
Yeah, maybe some nice Woodford Reserve.
I don't think so, and it's up to you.
Bottom.
I guess you could go in dead drunk.
See, that's what would bother me the most is, you know, you feel something going on down there, and you know that if you weren't dead, it would probably really hurt.
Hell yeah.
Now, there is also some...
When I had my kidney stone, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And they put that stent up.
Were you knocked out?
No.
You weren't?
For the getting rid of the kidney stone, yes, but they put a stent in there, you know?
Did they do anything? Numb it or anything?
Well, when I got the stent out, there was no numbing or anything. It was just a little string.
But when they put the stent in, that was when you were knocked out.
Yeah, I was totally out then.
Okay.
That was a surgical procedure.
Right.
But getting the stent out was the weirdest thing I've ever had, that's ever happened to me, because I went in there and he told me, all right, take a deep breath. And then he grabbed the string and just pulled it out.
God. And,
I'm watching the whole thing and I'm thinking, oh, no, he's going to pull this out. This is going to hurt awful. And it didn't really. It just felt weird. You know, it was one of those things that looked like it should have hurt more than it did.
Did, when they pulled it out, did like 1,000 unborn traffic sperm come flying out?
What does
I don't
that
know what
mean?
That means.
What?
Yeah, what does that mean exactly?
The ghosts of 1,000 unborn traffic babies come flying out?
I don't know what you're talking about there.
I'm loving it.
Let's go back to the 70s and we'll figure that one out. Yeah, it's just, the thing is about that area, no matter how...
It wasn't all traffic.
If you're not... Some in promotions.
Yeah, quite a bit of sales too. Anyway.
The thing about... I don't want to know what's going on. That's a bottom line. And
I don't either.
I do wish they gave you the option of completely numbing you, completely knocking you out, and then 30 minutes later, or how about if
they could do that to dogs, why can't they do it to people?
Right? When the dogs get fixed, they're not sitting there going, God, what's going on down there, man? You know? They're out cold. You should be given the opportunity to be out cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I'm more interested in the aftermath. The frozen peas, the embargo on self-love.
Yeah, coming up next, the aftermath.
The unticket.
With more of the Vasectomy Talk, once again, here's Cobra.
All right, so had it done. Now the aftermath, which Danny wants to hear about. The aftermath of it is way worse than the 30 minutes because you are relegated to... And guys do it on a Friday, typically, so they have the weekend to recover. After a couple of days, the pain starts to subside, and you feel like you're at about 100%. Now, the first couple days, though, you're basically told to, and this I'm reading the instructions that I was sent home with. Go home and get in a reclining position. Keep an ice bag on your scrotum until bed.
An ice bag?
Yeah.
Didn't you use peas?
Yeah, everybody uses frozen vegetables.
I think I would have gone with okra because it tastes better.
Now, I made the mistake of opening the bag up and pouring the peas out over me. That was stupid. You want to keep them contained vegetables in the bag.
You didn't just pour them down your underwear or anything?
Now, my bed looked like a vegetable garden.
Roasted poblano pepper.
No, I mean, you would put peas on, and then they would kind of warm up, and then you'd get the next bag, and you'd put the peas back in the freezer, and so on and so forth.
So
and
how many bags of peas do you go through?
I don't know. I mean, a bunch, ice packs, whatever. So Sunday morning, I felt a lot better, but Saturday was all day in the bed. The only reason I got up was to go to the bathroom. That's it.
Did you feel bad?
You just feel sore. You don't feel like walking around or doing anything.
God, I would love to have the ability to make you sore.
Wink.
And they tell you, take it easy for the first 48 hours of your vasectomy. No heavy lifting, working out, no doing anything. He told me not to work out for 7 to 10 days.
You're going to get so fat.
I know. I'm on day five. I have gained 72 pounds in 5 days. They give you an antibiotic. They give you some pain pills, some low-grade pain pills. But to be honest with you, I took one pain pill the first night. And I really wasn't in that bad of pain, but the awkwardness of it. Like today, day five, it still feels really weird.
Weird like how?
Man, it's so hard to describe. Something's not right. It's tender. The whole area is just tender.
Well, you just had nut surgery.
Yeah. Essentially, you did. And you just don't feel... Now, I've heard from people... I got 1,000 email from people saying that it's taken them a month to fully recover. It's taken some people a year before they felt completely right. Some people had to go back. I've heard some horror stories from people. But most of them have been the same, that they were okay after about a week, and they didn't have to go through anything horrible. It says, do not... Can I say this word, Danny?
Is it the E word?
Yeah.
Don't empty your suitcase. Let's just call it that.
Don't empty your suitcase for 7 to 10 days after your vasectomy.
A suit.
Okay.
And we mean your front suitcase.
Right. Not your butt case.
Bottom. Don't empty your soup case.
You may resume protected intercourse, which, Mike, that's lovemaking, 7 to 10 days after your vasectomy. Basically, you can do anything 7 to 10 days afterwards if you feel up to it.
Well, this doesn't apply to me.
Well, I know.
Being strictly a bees man.
I realize that. Remember, you are still not clear for unprotected intercourse until after our office has cleared you. Now, how do they clear you?
This is the fun part.
8 weeks. You have to wait 8 weeks. Okay, so sometime in the middle of February, I have to walk into that office and I have to provide them with my own love.
Yes.
Now, here is where I believe...
Can we watch?
This is where I come in.
This is where I need all the help from my friends. No, they have advanced. We have advanced as a society because I've heard in the past that you had to provide a sample within the office. You don't have to do that anymore. He gave me a couple of...
That'd be half the fun.
Why is that fun?
Because, you know, you get to do it somewhere else.
Yeah, change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like doing it in the hotel room.
Act like you're cheating on your bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you want to look at it.
Your sink.
At 8 and 10 weeks from your procedure, bring in a
sample.
A sample. Please bring your sample in the specimen cups provided to you at the time of your procedure. I was given two.
And they're clear, of
Why
course.
Why do they make them clear? Why don't they black them out? Try to make the sample as, quote...
You mean make them blessman cups?
Yeah. Try to make the sample as, quote, fresh as possible.
So they want you to do it in the parking lot?
Yeah,
That'd be ideal.
I'm going to have to get some old gal on Harry Hines. I'm going to pick her up, pay her $8.
To help you.
And to help me, and do it right there in the parking lot. No longer than 12 hours old. Mm. Do not refrigerate your sample, Danny.
Okay.
You know, that's a good point, Danny.
You do not need an appointment to drop off your sample. You know what? That's the thing. I know they go through this every day, that they get thousands of samples probably weekly, but I'm not comfortable going up there and handing them a sample of myself.
Do they have a night drop box you could put it in?
Man, that would be awesome. Or like one of those bank chutes where you put it in a little tube and you hit the button and it goes flying up.
A suit.
I hope you fill yours to the top. Like maybe for multiple sessions.
Yeah, tell him you're very concerned with him having enough.
Is this enough, ma'am?
Fill to the top.
Because I have more.
Careful, it's heavy.
That is so gross. You know what? All of it's gross. This is such a ridiculous process, and I'm going to be so excited when it's over with. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
To where they finally clear me. Because it's... But you don't need an appointment. You just walk in.
Put food coloring in yours.
Make it exciting.
Yeah.
Or, it says... Go
or
ahead.
Maybe, you know, some sprinkles in it or something.
Glitter.
Yeah, decorate it. It is the holidays. Come on.
Get festive with this thing.
Make it a snowman.
Why don't I just put it on a cupcake and bring in the cupcake?
To do that.
I made you some fresh donuts. I knew we couldn't handle this. I knew we couldn't handle this segment with maturity. And I'm very ashamed of all of you.
If you're having problems such as excessive pain, swelling, or discharge, please call.
What is that?
From the incision site, because you do have two incisions on the scrote.
All right, now, what does...
They stitch you up. And I left out the part that you're cauterized. You can smell your burning flesh as you're having this done. It's very exciting.
What do you have to do to get ready for this thing?
For the pre-op?
Yeah, for the process.
To get ready?
Nothing.
Put on a...
You just walk in, that's it?
You walk
put
in.
A Spider-Man costume?
I don't know. I thought maybe there was something you had to do.
No. Like, what would you do?
He doesn't
know. Read War
and
Peace?
Yeah. I guess.
No, there's nothing you do.
So you just show up and you're
show
good
up,
to go, huh?
You're numb. They'd numb you, and then it's off to the races, man. It is off to the races. So, I am in day 5, and yeah, it ain't all right. I mean, I'm game for letting everything just relax for 7 to 10 days before I do any sort of workout, before I resume any sort of activity.
Yeah, but just think of all the lovemaking fun you're going to have.
What does that mean? Afterwards?
Yeah. When all this is over.
Yeah, I'm so active. I'm so good at it. But I do recommend it, and I am very excited to get cleared. I can't recommend it high enough, as a matter of fact. 30 minutes, and you're done. That's it. And your life has changed forever. No more kids. No more threat of having kids. No more, you know, I'm just a few weeks late. We need to go run a test. Or no more, you know what would save this marriage? A baby. No more of that. No more. No more, you know, even if I get divorced and I hook up with some 25-year-old, it's like, sorry, broad. Not happening.
Ticket chick.
Yeah, you hook up with a nice ticket chick.
Yep.
Right.
Too bad. Sorry.
All right, it is 6:30.